السلام لي وحلو تتم اللسان يفقه قولي الحمد لله. My dear elders and brothers, first of all, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great opportunity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with is to witness the months of Ramadan and also engage ourselves in ibadat. This is only tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If not the tawfiq, the person cannot recite the subhanallah also. The person cannot say Alhamdulillah also without the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person cannot abstain from any evil, any wrong also. Once Dawud alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, how I can be thankful to you, how I can make shukr to you, as even one, if I say Alhamdulillah also once, it's also from your tawfiq. If I say Alhamdulillah, it's also from your tawfiq. So how I can be thankful to you?" Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Oh Dawud, if you realize that Alhamdulillah also is from my side, my power, then you made the shukr." So this is, sometimes, you know, we make shukr with our tongue, Alhamdulillah. Sometimes we do with good actions, mashallah also. But sometimes in the deep, in the heart, we think that I did it because of me, because of my strength, because of my intelligence, because of my family lineage maybe. I did this action, I did good things. But not, it's because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave the power, that's why the person can do. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power beside the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created the angels who carry the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Narrations come that the only footstep of the angels who carry the arsh of Allah is 70 years journey. So big angels, subhanAllah. They carry the arsh of Allah. Till the day of judgment. In the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command them to put the arsh down. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command them again to carry that arsh. But the angels couldn't. They were not able to carry the arsh. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah." There is no power but the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they say that, they carry the arsh again. So this everything, the angel also don't have a power. The power is belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to do the good, to be obedient to Allah, is from the tawfiq of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "La in shakartum la azidannakum." If you're going to be thankful, Allah is going to increase our ni'mat. So this is the, my brothers, main things, our maqsad, is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create no jinnat, no mankind, but only for my worship. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, every word, every ibadat mentioned in the Quran, the maqsad is the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa liya'rifun, to recognize Allah. So Allah created us to recognize Him. If after ibadat, we're doing 10 years ibadat, 15 years ibadat, but the recognition is not come, that is not ibadat. We should change something. We should maybe work on our iman first. Maybe we should work on our ikhlas first. Maybe in the khushu, maybe in the wudu, starting from the beginning. Why? Because the maqsad of the ibadat is to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhu understood this. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, one sahaba came from the jihad, subhanallah, tired, came to home, beautiful wife standing there, prepared the food, they finished the food, and now say, "Give me 5 minutes, I perform 2 rakat salat." He stood, stands up, and Allahu Akbar, started performing salat. And then wife say, "Okay, 5 minutes normally. How long it takes?" She started saying her salat also. She finished her salat, but the husband's still in the first rakat. She waiting. He's still in the first rakat until Salatul Fajr. In the morning, when he heard the azan, he finished his salat. He was going to the masjid. Wife asked, "Where are you going?" He said, "Oh, I'm going to say my first salat." He said, "Do not, I have your haq, your nafs got your haq, I'm going to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." She went to Rasulullah, she told the Rasul. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, called the sahabi, he said, "Wait, what you did? Don't you know that you got a haq of your nafs, haq of your wife?" He said, "Oh Allah, oh Rasulullah of Allah, I know that. But when I say Allahu Akbar, I forgot everything. I start seeing the trees of the Jannah and the palaces of the Jannah. The voice of the singing birds in the Jannah. The next thing I heard was the azan of the Fajr Salat." This was the condition why. Ma'rifat came, subhanAllah. They knew in front of whom they're standing. If today, you know, person really, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran say, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ again speaking about His greatness. Why? So the person can ponder about it. If creator of the heaven is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator of the earth is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator of each and every human being is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why when you stand in front of Him, you're not shivering? You not have a fear, because it's a natural. If the person you're going to stand in front of such great being who created everything, it's supposed to be natural. You're supposed to be shivering. You're supposed to be fear. You're supposed to be tears supposed to come out. The problem is the heart. Imam Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, "Dunya ke baare mein baat karna dilo ke liye bimari hai. Allah ke baare mein baat karna in dilo ke liye shifa hai." To speak about the worldly affairs is a sickness for the heart. Today we're speaking about the dunya, we're thinking about the dunya. Today standing in front of Allah is hard. So Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi say, to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a cure for that sick heart. So my brothers, we should always increase the speaking about the greatness of Allah. See it every day. Speak with your family. Speak it to your children. Speak to your friends about the greatness of Allah. So this is the maqsad. Imam Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi say, used to say, "Am Allah ke baare mein baat karna isliye nahi farmate ke ek chilla, do chille taki log do chille lagaye. Hum Allah ke baare mein isliye baat farmate, Allah ke baare mein baat karna Allah ka haq hai. This is the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Imam Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi say, we're not saying to you to say about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so jamaats can go out for 4 months, 40 days. We're saying for you to say the about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it's the rights of Allah. So how many times we're speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So brothers, inshallah, all of us make intention, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq wa fuqan Allah.